Omicron, how is she?
Oh, not good, Sigma.
But I thought the bullet just passed through.
Yes, that's true, but somehow the infection has set in and Nu is now unconscious with a high fever.
What can we do? Should we try to cool her fever?
No, it's a fine line. From what I've observed over the years, the fever is there to help fight the infection.
But a high fever can damage her brain, can it not?
As I said, it's a fine line. I think we can do well to keep her body covered in blankets and keep her head cool with a damp cloth. That's what I've been doing here.
May I help?
Please. I need to attend to our other patient.
Cyrus Fox. Does he really have the power to control minds?
Well, not exactly. Although you weren't on board the last time we ran into him, it was your earplugs that allowed us to resist his vocal powers of persuasion.
I am glad I was able to help, even if I was trapped halfway around the world.
In Italy.
Under a volcano.
Yes, true. And before he wakes up, I think we should all put our earplugs back in. Do you have a pair for Aces?
Yes, I have the pair at Deltavar.
Oh, it seems we never get a chance to finish that conversation.
What is there to finish? I built a huge bomb that killed the man I care about.
And if I had more faith in my astrological science, I would have been able to convince him that you weren't in mortal danger, so he wouldn't have rushed in to save you.
True. A scientist does not doubt his science.
Astrology, however, is not an exact science.
Have you ever been wrong?
Well, I didn't foresee Germany and Transylvania signing the peace treaty.
Omicron. That was 250 years ago.
Oh, it has been that long, hasn't it? Well, time flies.
Climb aboard the airship Peregrine and join her crew of extraordinary individuals. The ninja, the giant, the genius, the alchemist, and all the rest. Share the adventure as they circle the globe in their battle to defeat the forces of chaos that threaten to rewrite history. It's time to join the Omega Contingent.
Oh, look who's waking up.
Where am I?
You're safe, Cyrus.
Oh, I thought I was going to drown. Wait, Omicron? You...
Calm down, Cyrus.
No, you can't. You captured me.
No, we rescued you. You were unconscious when we found you.
Let me out of here.
You're free to go. When you've recovered. And you know the voice doesn't work on us here.
It will. And when I do, you'll pay for what you've done, Omicron.
I'm sure I will.
Omicron.
Yes, Aces. What is it?
There's a bout.
Is that unusual?
You need to come see for yourself.
Here. Take the telescope. Look.
Where? There. All right. It's a ship. I don't see the issue.
What else don't you see?
Hang on. Gamma, what do you make of that?
I agree with you. There's... no...
no crew on board.
Ah, I hear nothing.
The ship looks perfectly fine.
Can you make out any name?
Not from up here.
Where are we?
Atlantic. Less than 100 miles from the Azores.
Most peculiar. So what do you think, gentlemen? Shall we go down and have a look?
Could be a trap.
They could be sick. I'm too far away to hear heartbeats.
Gamma. Do you hear any other vessels nearby?
Not. Definitely no large ships.
There could be a torpedo on board, just like in Peru.
And Gamma could be right. The crew could need our help. We need to go down and have a closer look. Aces, I need you to go relieve Sigma.
What? Do women's work? I can steer a ship.
Aces, for the record, I would trade 10 of you for one of her. And that's being kind to you.
Well... you don't have to get insulting about it.
I wasn't the one being insulting. Now go.
All right. But if there's any money on that ship, then I'm taking it, and you're taking me back to Australia, like we agreed.
That's been the deal all along. Now please go send Sigma up on deck. Thank you.
I don't know why he continues to think women are inferior.
Oh, he's just afraid of a world where he would have to share his power with others.
That is not the kind of power that you lose when you share it.
Well said, you know that. I know that. But it will take a long time before people like Aces know that.
Yes, Omicron.
There's a ship about 14 degrees off the starboard bow. Can you take the Peregrine down, please?
Why are we approaching a vessel?
Because it appears to be a ghost ship, and I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, does that make sense? I will have the Peregrine over her in a few minutes.
Excellent. Let's go. All right, Gamma. I'll take the rope line down first. If the ship is empty, I'll call and you can then come down after me.
Wouldn't it be safer if I go first?
Oh, I don't think there's anyone hiding down there. I don't see anything, and you don't hear anything. But if there is a pestilence on board, then it would be best if I went first.
I think my constitution is strong enough to withstand a disease.
Did you survive the plague of 1665?
What? I wasn't born yet.
I did. I win. I go first.
Okay. But I'll be ready to drop down at a moment's notice.
Use the rope line, please. I don't want you going through the deck and sinking the ship before we have a chance to find out what happened to her. Aces, you're supposed to be down below deck with New and... Cyrus.
Cyrus told me to show him how to get off the ship.
You didn't put your earplugs in, did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't tell you to take me to Omicron.
You told me to take you the way off the ship. That's the rope line. It's not my fault Omicron is at the rope line.
Fine.
I'll let him go, Cyrus. Unlike him, we took our precautions already.
Where are you going?
There's a ghost ship below. We're going down to check it out.
And rob the ship?
No, you burgle a ship. You don't rob a ship. But who told you these things about us? We're going down to render aid if needed, and investigate if not. That's all.
I don't believe.
Well, you're welcome to come along after I've cleared it of any risk of disease or plague.
I can leave the ship?
Of course. You're a refugee, a guest, not a prisoner.
Don't expect me to believe you.
No, I don't. But your skepticism doesn't make me a liar. Now, if you'll excuse me for a minute, before I go, Aces, how is New? Cyrus, please release him from your mental grip.
Why should I?
Because I said please.
All right. Aces, you're free to do as you wish.
Thank you, Governor. I think I'll just take off my shirt.
Not and that free. Just go back to being your normal self.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, Cyrus. Aces, again, how is New?
She's pretty bad. Talking in her sleep, if you can call it sleep. Delirious.
I need you to come down to the ship with me. We need to review the ship's manifest and any notes to try and piece together what has happened.
I'm not doing much down below. Cyrus had me put a fresh towel on her head before we came up here on deck.
He did, Daddy.
I'm not the villain here, Omicron.
Well, that makes six of us. I'll call back up when it's safe. Sigma? Sigma!
Yes, Omicron?
Set the clockwork pilot to hover over the ship in a few minutes. Then please go down and check on New.
Absolutely, Omicron.
Okay, Gamma. Send me down.
Off you go.
Ahoy! Is anyone on board? Ahoy! Hello! Anyone below? Bonjour! Buongiorno! Privet! No one here at all. Alright, Gamma. Send Aces and Cyrus down. Aces, you go to the cargo hold. See if they've been pirated. Cyrus, please check the aft of the ship. Look for signs of anything out of the ordinary. I will go up to the captain's quarters. Maybe there's an entry in the ship's log that might help us. Ah, Gamma. Would you mind taking a walk around the deck? Please tell me if you hear anything out of the ordinary.
Certainly. but I can tell you there is no one on board now. Definitely no heartbeats.
No one alive, anyway.
Oh, there is that possibility. Let's go.
I... so weak.
No, rest. You are very sick. Stay still.
No, I am on the group back. Let me go.
You are being ridiculous. It is the fever. Stay calm.
No. No. I failed my mission. I cannot be the weak one. My honor.
Quiet. Lay down.
No. I must... seppuku.
I do not know what that means, but if you do not lie back down, I will strap you down.
I will lie down.
Good. Now, hold this cloth on your forehead.
The logbook. Here it is. The Mary Celeste. Last entry, 5 a.m., November 25th. That was yesterday. They just spotted Santa Maria Island in the Azores. And then, nothing. It's blank.
Omicron, you should get up here.
Yes, Cyrus, what did you find?
Look, a rope hanging over the back of the ship.
It's been cut. That is peculiar.
That's not all. I think I know what was at the end of the rope.
At the end?
Look, the lifeboat is missing.
Ah, you think someone was put in the lifeboat and then cut free?
Yes, like a mutiny.
That doesn't make sense. Why mutiny? Throw the captain overboard, and then abandon the ship yourself. But good work on the discovery.
I heard. It may mean that someone is alive nearby.
Well, clearly the lifeboat would be behind the ship. Listen closely, Gamma. That direction.
What's happening? Did you find...
Shh!
Oh, sorry.
I hear... waves? Wind? Wait, I hear a voice. Someone is... singing.
Singing?
Duh. I'm sure of it. Someone is alive... and singing.
Excellent work, Gamma. All right, everyone. Back to the Peregrine. Except you, Cyrus.
What? You're abandoning me here?
No, not at all. I'm just giving you the opportunity to stay behind if you wish.
If I wish?
Certainly. We have no prisoners on the Peregrine. If you come back with us, it's because you choose to. I shan't force you.
Really?
But I have to warn you, the ship's sextant and chronometer are missing.
And the compass has been smashed.
Well, then I guess I'll take my chances with you then, Omicron.
Then let's be off. Oh, and Cyrus.
Yes?
Welcome aboard the Peregrine.
Come.
I have an update for you, ma'am.
On the spy situation?
Yes, ma'am. I think I have found the person leaking our information.
That was incredibly fast work, Pennyworth. If he was that easy to find, I wonder why you didn't detect him sooner.
Yes. Well, I wasn't looking for a leak. But once I knew we had one, I had to look at the type of information that had been stolen, who may have had access to that information, and then it was just a matter of checking a few more details.
So you have a suspect?
Yes. Shall I bring him in?
Immediately. But don't let him know we know. Who is it?
Tomlinson.
Tomlinson? The filing clerk. I'm somewhat surprised, Pennyworth. He had excellent references. What do you suppose happened?
Why don't I just explain when I bring him in?
Very well. Move along, then.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank goodness you are back. I need help with Nu.
Nu? Is she worse?
No, just the opposite. She is better, but she keeps talking about how she must leave.
Leave? I doubt she has an appointment to keep.
She keeps saying a word. It is Japanese. I do not know what it means.
What word?
It is a seppuku.
Seppuku? Oh no.
What does seppuku mean?
Seppuku. It means suicide. Blast, she's gone.
Omicron, over here, in the galley.
Go, Aces.
No, put the knife down.
No, I must. I feel. I am weak. I am sick. I want an honorable death.
There is no honor in suicide, no.
There is in my country, Gamma. Now, stand back.
No, stop!
Goodbye, Omicron. I must send this. Seppuku. It is the only way.
No, Nu. You're delirious. You have a fever. Put the knife down.
If I am delirious, then I am thoroughly sick. And I must not wither away like that.
No, no, that's not what I meant. You're getting better, Nu.
All of you, stand back.
Nu, please.
Omicron, allow me.
Nu, listen to me, Nu.
No. No, I must.
Listen to me.
I must listen to you.
You are among friends here, Nu.
Yes, this is a good place to die with honor.
Yes, it would be. But you aren't going to die today.
I'm not going to die today.
No. You are safe. You want to put the knife down, don't you?
Yes.
Excellent. And you don't want to kill yourself anymore, do you?
No.
You're tired, aren't you?
Yes, I am very tired.
Let Gamma take you back to your room, and you will sleep quietly.
Gamma, help me to my room, please.
Come, Nu.
Take care, Nu.
Thank you, Omicron. And you as well.
Thank you, Nu. Cyrus, I can't... Thank you.
I told you, Omicron. I'm not the villain here.
No, you're not. But I suppose this makes us even. We saved your life, you saved Nu.
I'm not the kind of person who keeps score. Besides, if I was wrong about you, then I still owe you much more.
I thought you just said you didn't keep score.
No. But I keep track of my debts.
All right. Sounds like you've used up your voice anyway. Let's get back up on deck. And Cyrus.
Yes.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
I gave the directions to Sigma. She's bringing the Peregrine toward the singing.
Can you hear it more clearly now?
Bah. It is a man. An American, I believe. He is singing Amazing Grace.
There he is. About a half mile away. He's rowing.
Enter.
Emma, I've brought Tomlinson with me. You have some questions?
Yes. So, Tomlinson. Peter, is it?
Yes, ma'am. Peter Tomlinson.
And how long have you worked for the records department?
17 months, ma'am. I'm not getting sacked, am I? I'm always on time. Well, almost always. I work hard.
Yes, you do. Perhaps a little too hard. Pennyworth?
Yes, Mr. Tomlinson. Am I correct that you have recently had some financial difficulties?
Me? No. I mean, I did, but I took care of it, and everything's fine now.
You took care of it?
Yes, ma'am. I'm fine now.
I believe you had more than financial issues. Isn't that correct? Weren't you seen frequenting an opium den?
What? How'd you... Well, I shouldn't lie. Yes.
When?
Well, honestly, ma'am, I still do. I mean, not often. Just once in a while. like on my days off. It doesn't interfere with work.
No, but it's not an inexpensive habit.
Yeah, but like I said, I took care of it.
And how did you do that, Tomlinson?
Courier work?
Courier work? Is that what you call it?
Well, yeah. Delivering messages.
To whom do you deliver these messages?
Well, I don't know. There's a hotel in the village. I just leave them there.
What's in those messages, Tomlinson?
I don't know. I just get them in an envelope. The message and 10 shillings.
You expect us to believe that you don't know who sends you, who pays you, or who receives the messages? It's not exactly a convincing story, Tomlinson.
No, it isn't.
Well, why would I make it up?
Because you've been selling secrets to our enemies. You needed to support your opium habit. You decided selling us out was a quick and easy way to make money. And now, when we confront you with the facts, you make up a silly story about envelopes and cash coming from here instead of the real source, your buyer.
No, you've got it all wrong. I thought...
Wait! Let me guess. You thought you were doing work for Ocean. Is that your next lie?
But I did! I swear it!
I'm sorry, Tomlinson. Pennyworth is right. You had access to all the information that was provided to our enemies. The location of the Antitherium, the times and places of our meetings, where we were sending the Peregrine, all of it, because it went through records.
All that went through my department? I didn't know that.
Oh, please, you can stop the act now. Emma, clearly we need to do something with this traitor immediately.
Put him in a holding cell. We can't let him go. And I'm afraid we can't even grant him a public trial. Too many of our secrets would be revealed.
No trial? That's not right! I'm an English citizen! You can't do this! I've got rights!
Not when you chose to work for Ocean, Mr. Tomlinson. You signed those rights away.
I didn't think it would mean this!
Clearly you didn't think much at all. Guards, come at once. We have a traitor who needs to be locked up.
No, wait! I didn't know! I didn't know it was wrong! Why are you doing this?
Well, that should take care of our information leak.
What was it that put you on to him?
His shoes, Mum.
His shoes?
Indeed, I noticed a few weeks ago that he was wearing a new pair of shoes, handmade, far beyond the reach of someone at his salary. I first dismissed it as a possible gift, but... when you said we had a spy, it was fairly simple to dig a little deeper and find about Mr. Tomlinson's opium addiction. Very unfortunate, indeed.
Sigma, we're almost there. Good work.
And Nu, is she okay?
Yes.
Is she still talking about Dez's seppuku?
No, actually, that's over.
What happened?
Cyrus.
Wait, Cyrus? Cyrus stopped her? How?
He talked to her.
He used his ability to stop her.
Precisely. I may have misjudged the man.
He's very hard to understand. Can you not use your astrology to find out more about him?
Well, honestly, that's the reason I never took him on board in the first time when we met years ago. He refused to give anyone his date or place of birth. Without that, I can't tell anything about him.
Yeah. So you have to do what the rest of us have to do. Judge him by his actions.
Exactly. Today he passed. Ah, there's the Mary Celeste lifeboat below. Let's go see who is in it. Can you bring us right down to the water, Sigma?
I can put her on the water if you like, Omicron. The hull is seaworthy.
Whatever's easiest for you. Hover, land, whatever. Make it so. Oh, and thank you.
For what?
Your thoughts on Cyrus. I appreciate your insight.
You are welcome. Now, get off my bridge. You have work to do. I will lower the gangplank for you.
Yes, ma'am. Right away. Aces, has he seen us yet?
I can't tell. He just keeps rowing and singing.
Well, we're coming in. I'm certain he's never seen a ship like this before, so his reaction could be profound. Gamma, be ready.
Yes, Omicron.
Here we go. Ahoy, sailor!
Was grace that taught my heart to fear?
Ahoy! Hello, can you hear me?
And grace my fears relieved.
Gamma, grab that rope. Take hold of the boat.
I've got it.
How precious did that grace appear? You.
Yes, we're just men here to help you.
No. Men. Just like the other men. Coming out of the belly of a beast.
What? A beast? What beast?
The beast. The monster came up on us just after six bells.
A monster? There are no monsters. What's your name?
I'm Edward. Edward Head. The ship's cook.
Edward, we're here to help you.
No. No, you're not. You're just like him. Just like that other man that came from a monster.
We're not from a monster, Edward.
Oh, yes, you are. You are from a flying monster. A giant monster bird. Wants to eat me. No! You won't catch me. I'm getting away.
Put the oars down, Edward. Edward, what monster attacked your ship yesterday?
The Lord hath promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will shield and portion be as long as life endures.
Omicron, you don't think.
Edward, tell me about the monster.
The monster? He came up from below. Two giant glowing eyes lit up the whole sea.
Oh, no.
And then men came out of the beast, took the captain and his wife and their daughter, took the rest of the crew, swallowed them whole. Whole!
Edward, how did you survive?
That man. That evil man. He lives in the monster. He told me I wasn't good enough to be with the rest of the crew. With the other heirs. He told me I was undesirable. I wasn't good enough for his monster to eat. So I set myself in the lifeboat, and I left the ship.
This man, did he have an accent?
Yes. Almost like yours.
And a beard.
Yes. You know him? I knew it! You and here together. You and your monsters. Get away from me!
Cyrus, can you stop him?
I can try. Edward, listen to me. Listen to me. I can't, Omicron. I swallowed too much seawater.
But you did it for new.
Yes. It took everything I had. I'm sorry, Omicron.
Edward, fine, you can leave.
You'll leave me alone?
Yes, we'll leave you. We won't bother you any further.
Good. Go away. You evil men and your monsters. I want to never see you again. Ever. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began.
Omicron,
Let him go, Gamma. He's gone mad. There's no helping him. Quick, let's get back aboard.
What was he talking about?
Omicron. I thought that was fiction. I had my suspicions, but...
It's a long story, Cyrus. Everyone up to the bridge.
Welcome back, everyone. I see the survivors leaving in a rowboat in the middle of the ocean.
We tried. Cyrus, thank you for trying as hard as you did.
I'm sorry I couldn't do more, Omicron.
It's not your fault, but it might be mine.
Omicron, what monster was he talking about? You seem to know what he was babbling about. Wait, I hear him. High-pitched, mechanical, whining. It's like no engine I've ever heard before.
Big bright eye that lit up the scene.
It's heading straight for Edward.
The monster. The ship. It's going to ram the lifeboat. No.
It is a monster. A man-made monster.
Yes, it is.
Omicron, what is it?
That is the Nautilus. And the man inside the monster is none other than Captain Nemo.
The Omega Contingent, Season 2, Chapter 4, Ghosts and Monsters, has been a production of Adventure Theater, and was brought to you by Aethertopia, the nomadic city of steampunk makers. Go to aethertopia.com for tickets and more information on this incredible celebration of steampunk makers. And Popstream TV. Get your geek on and watch all kinds of nerd culture programs, shows, and movies, all for free at popstreamtv.com. And Krypton Radio, fandom's home for internet music, talk, and more. All at KryptonRadio.com. It's sci-fi for your Wi-Fi. To find out more about this episode and the cast and crew who brought it to you, go to AdventureTheater.net. Until next time, the Omega Contingent is off and away.